Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com. The Score!
Well, that was a crazy show.
It was.
Remember that time we found out the White Sox are being sold?
Big news popping.
That did happen. So thanks to all our guests. Thanks to Bruce Levine for coming on. I know we wanted to have Megan Montemurro on. She's always great on the Cubs. I'm sure we'll get her soon. Mark Schlereth was on our show. Chris Emma as well. Thanks to everybody who listened. Thanks to our reporters from Hallis Hall for getting us all of our news today and yesterday with the Bears. And thanks to our crew, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, also our video team, Connor O'Donnell, and Matt Anaya. And now we bring in the birthday boy, Lawrence Holmes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That's all I got.
I wanted to clear out so that we can get that clean. And now Robbie's got it clean, so we're good to go. Birthday is actually tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday in advance.
But we're celebrating today.
Yeah, apparently, I ain't gonna see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the celebration was today, apparently, here. And I had a feeling when I got in because things weren't adding up to me and stuff needs to make sense.
What didn't add up?
Well, Mitch was like, oh, well, you guys have to do your show meeting at 12:30 because we have like a client thing. And I'm like, who's the client? And like that just kept running in my head, like, why haven't we been told anything about the client? Shouldn't I need to know more stuff about the client? And I literally went in there and I said to Tanny, I was like, Tanny, this feels like there's going to be a surprise birthday party for me and I'm going to be pissed.
Were you?
The client is you.
Actually, the client were my parents. And that was the thing that saved everyone from my wrath.
Explain.
That I was so excited to see my parents that I wasn't mad anymore.
But what were you going to be mad about? The fact that people wanted to celebrate you?
I don't like surprises.
You remember that time you were on a radio show every day and what happens? There are surprises along the way?
There are.
Yeah, so you can't really say that. You're in the surprise business.
I am, but when I am the center of a surprise, it is a little uncomfortable. And because I've had them before and I have not reacted well to them, so I wanted to make sure, like, I figured it out because Alex was being a little too insistent that we go to the conference room and all this stuff. And
tell me the biggest time where you had a surprise and it made you mad. Like, what was the biggest?
My 30th birthday party was a surprise and I was furious,
even though people had gathered to celebrate.
Yes,
you,
because
do you want to control everything, Lawrence?
Pretty much. But this went great. So I'm very happy that it happened.
Just let people do things for you.
Getting my parents down here to celebrate it is very cool. And Alex said that my description of my parents is spot on. I was like, yeah, like they're adorable.
We were the beneficiaries of this because, yes, I've been hearing about Mama and Papa Lawrence for decades.
Ever.
And I don't know that... I don't believe I've ever met them. Like, I feel like it's kind of crazy.
You felt like you knew them, didn't you?
I did feel like I knew them. And so when I saw them, they kind of looked kind of in the ballpark of what I thought that they would look like. Their demeanors were similar to what I thought they would be. Their intelligence was kind of where I thought it would be, because they're both educators, and my parents are both educators as well. So I've always felt this bond to Lawrence because his parents obviously are both teachers, were both teachers. I don't know if still are in any capacity at this point. So
they teach teachers now.
Oh, that's beautiful. So I did feel like this kinship with them when I saw them. So it was nice. It was beautiful.
It was really nice. And I'm so, like, when I saw Marshall, I was like, man, I hope that they got to meet Layla, because my mom is like a P1 and she loves Layla. So I'm happy that you got to hang out with them. And I texted my mom. I was like, you got to meet Layla? And she said, quote, yes, I did. You know, I wasn't leaving until I met her.
Oh, it was so nice to meet your parents.
Well, yeah.
Well, check this out. Guess what Mrs. Holmes said to me?
What's that?
And then we were kids, by the way. We don't do first name stuff. We do last name, Mrs. Holmes, okay? She said I'm funny. So
You are funny.
Yeah.
Was there ever a doubt?
Well, no. I mean, that's a tough crowd, that age. You know, I can make my dad laugh. It's harder to make my mom laugh.
No, she's in here. Like, she's watching on Twitch. Like, she is paying attention.
She has a Twitch app?
Yeah, she watches.
I love that.
She's
awesome.
She doesn't participate in the chat, but she watches.
But back to you,
Layla. So you're the princess. She loves you.
Yeah, she's a huge fan of yours.
Yeah, and we've talked about like Channel 5 and stuff before too, and NBC Sports, and like, yeah, I'm a big fan of your parents.
So
you know that.
So I'm glad that they were able to kind of like meet some people around here that I talked to them about, and it's been like a really good week. So to finish it, because I'm gonna take off for my birthday.
Yeah, I got that part
for the next few days. And enjoy my 50th birthday. It's been great, and shout out to Chris Tannehill, who played a huge role in it. That my brother just texted me and said surprise, because Tanny went above and beyond to make sure that my parents got down here. And big thanks to Mitch. And you know, I'm super protective of my parents, so seeing them get out into the city. My dad was wearing his nice pink jacket that he likes to wear.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
They both looked very lovely. And I just want to say, I'm glad that you have somehow worked around your aversion and allowed Mitch to run straight through the obstacle of I don't like surprises, because otherwise this wouldn't have happened. That's all I'm trying to get you to see.
Did the Huck Finn donuts make it any easier?
Look, I keep trying to spread the gospel of Huck Finn. Shout out to my guy Dimitri at Huck Finn. My parents know how, like, I love it, and Mitch and I talk about it because Mitch lives down the street from one of the Huck Finns. So we talk about it all the time. The fritter, and Marshall had the apple fritter, or at least half. The beautiful thing is, cut it in half. My dad got one half of that fritter, and Marshall got the other half.
Oh, you guys shared.
I could do a whole one.
Marshall's
and the Marshall. I had the Rinaldi's pizza, and then I'm going after the Huck Finn donut for my
dad. Yes, thanks to Rinaldi's, too.
And then I got to work out, which will be fun.
Absolutely. So I got mine.
Don't you think Marshall is a little bit of an apple fritter?
I don't know where we're going with this, but I will allow it. Let's go.
So a nickname that people would call kids in Texas was Muffin. Was that an Alabama thing too?
Oh, I didn't really know that.
We'd be like, hey, Muffin.
That's why I'm calling you Apple
Fritter.
Wait,
let me ask you this way.
It's like a term of endearment.
Marshall, what did older black women call you when they would see you in the street when you were a kid?
Oh, don't tell me it's
Sweetie,
Apple Fritter.
Sweetie, honey, there's other
pumpkin pie.
No, because I hate pumpkin pie, so nobody's doing that.
Pumpkin.
That's more of an old white lady thing. The pumpkin. I can't say that I've ever recounted an older black woman saying pumpkin in that respect.
Yeah, it's Midwest.
Is muffin in there?
No, I don't think muffin's in there. That might also be in the older Caucasian lady. In that database.
It might be.
Yeah. No.
Also, some of these I picture Hawk Harrelson saying for some reason.
He definitely says them.
Don't put that in the book, though.
There was a time where like I was worried I was going to be like sideline reporting because I filled in every now and then.
That's true.
And Hawk was on a game and he'd be like, thanks, Darl. And I'm like, you're welcome, Hawk. And then like Hee-Haw shows up or something. Like I was just worried we were both going to like devolve into original accents, you know?
He goes back to Savannah. You go back to Texas.
But like
guys have a conversation.
Like, because I'm so used to that type of thing, I'm like, you're welcome, Hawk.
Do me a favor, bring back some of that Savannah vodka, too, if you would.
Yeah, the white tracksuit was always pretty legendary.
Don't put that in the book, though.
He would wear like a white Adidas tracksuit on occasion at Sox Fest. It was a whole thing.
Hawk did?
A white Adidas tracksuit was he wearing like
tinted glasses, too, well, like gangster glasses? Wait,
kind of.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nice. Gross. Have you ever seen the Sports Illustrated Hawk Harrelson cover?
Yeah. Isn't he doing like a Hawk thing? Like the dance?
No. Like where Hawk is G'd up. Like,
Maybe I haven't seen it.
Do you want to spend your birthday talking about
this? Let me tell you about Hawk
Harrelson. We could talk about something else if you prefer.
No, I can't think of anything better to talk about than like, Hawk Harrelson like on the cover
talk
of
about when he
what
was
about like an eclair or like...
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
Talking about when he was a player, right?
Donut. Yeah.
Player, player!
Oh, he was a player, player.
Player, player!
There's no doubt about that.
Damn. That's one of the best covers.
Why were the 70s White Sox covers so amazing?
It's a great question.
As a collection.
Somebody do me a favor. Get Hawk Harrelson
on the phone.
The
Dick Allen one to me is iconic.
Now,
yeah. And I wish they would have gotten that right with the bobblehead doll. Like, they didn't put the SIG in his mouth.
They probably
can't. That's probably, yeah.
I get that. But I think that the bobblehead was like sponsored by Benny's or something like that. So I'm like, come on, if we're going to
go alcohol, you can go nicotine.
You can go cigarette.
I think so. If Jim Leland ever gets into the Hall of Fame, I wonder if Jim Leland will get into the Hall of Fame. Will he go in with a cigarette?
You mean Smokey?
Yeah.
Old Smokey Jim.
Smokey Leland.
He has to. You got to do that.
Oh, man.
That's one of those.
He is in the Hall of Fame. Okay.
I'm about to say, isn't Jim Leland in the Hall of Fame?
I thought he was.
But he still
thought
works.
About it. I was like, wait
but
a minute.
I just was like, Grody's cooking.
He's on a roll.
No, he still works, though, right? Isn't he like an advisor for a team still to this day? Or am I like way off on that?
So you might owe $50.
Oh man, I'm ready to pay up. I am ready to pay. I feel like he's working. No? Yes?
Jim Leland's 80 years old. I don't know if he's working or not.
Somebody.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's find out.
What he's doing.
When do you guys remember him getting
special
into the
assistant
Hall of Fame?
To the Detroit Tigers of Major League Baseball?
Look at me.
He's
to the Tigers, Robbie. You should have known that.
He might be getting himself a ring this year. The Tigers
do you think he's like the
good.
Oracle? Like he's just in a room, like hanging out, and they're like, "Let's ask Jim Leland," kind of like the Emperor.
What you I just walk is- through the fog of smoke, and that's it.
On the Google page, it's people also search for Sparky Anderson, Tony La Russa,
who was advising for the Reds,
Gene Lamont, and Patrick Leland. See? Those are the also,
and they're all because they're Hall of Famers.
They're contemporaries.
Right.
Jim Leland was always at the top of my list of visiting coaches or managers that would come into town that I like, I'm going to at least one of their press
He's
conferences.
Like, I'm going to learn something today.
I'm going to learn something. I'm going to go into the clubhouse and see how he is. And he was always great. always entertaining, always knowledgeable.
That's a Hall of Famer, Jim Leland.
As you predicted. Grody, as I predicted after the fact, but still, you predicted it.
You guys
and
he would
be a Hall of Famer.
Predicted after the fact.
Nobody knew what Jim Leland
Y'all
was doing.
Y'all are going to have such a good time today like on the show. I already know.
Yeah,
I already know.
That's the plan. I'm happy that Grotz is here. Speegs is out today, but we've got a lot of cool stuff. You guys have been talking about it. I mean, the White Sox ownership is going to maybe change hands in 10 years.
It's a slow shift. It's like a
but for
a
them
slow shift.
For them.
Hey, this is
that's pretty big.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big. Like I feel like it deserved a little bit more. It's actually because the murmurs have been there. We know that the talk has been on, but it's really happening now. Now you gotta wait a few years.
No, it's not really happening now. It's really gonna happen now.
You gotta wait maybe 8 years before it actually happens.
That's crazy.
Maybe 3 or 4 years, but at least there it is in writing finally.
It absolutely won't be in 4 years. That was made very clear in the statement.
From Reinsdorf.
Not until
basically
2029.
Saying how much
he still
loves being an owner and he'll do it till the day he dies, basically.
Yeah. Wow. Like that's the part where like you can be excited about the beginning of it, but if you then go into like the actual story of it, the quote of "there is no assurance that any such future transaction will occur. And in no event will such a transaction take place before 2029.
To be clear.
To be clear, ain't nobody selling jack until at least 2029, and even then, I might not do it.
That's a succession plan, though. Yeah, that is a succession plan.
I think as a White Sox fan, that is the most you could have hoped for, given that the owner currently is still healthy and able to run the team.
I just, look, if the last year is any indication, making plans for 9 years into the future is a dangerous game. That's all I'm going to say. It's a dangerous game. What were we talking about before we turned the microphones on? We were talking about our industry. You know what next year in our industry looks like?
I don't.
See? Mm-hmm. Now, project it out 10 years, Marshall.
Oh, my God.
I have a better idea about the 10 years.
We won't be here. Yeah. They'll be artificial.
We'll be here. But the other people doing other jobs won't be here.
Yep.
Unfortunately, there's going to be a reshuffling of the deck, if you will.
It does seem to be that way.
And unfortunately, that deck seems very Titanic-like.
I can't believe that I'm in the place of sports radio being one of the safer places to be in sports industry now than anywhere else. Local sports, you're seeing places just pack up their local sports and be like, hey, you know what? Our news anchor can read that too. They can read a voiceover. Totally fine. They can toss the tape. Totally fine. It's very, these are dark times.
Yeah, what Lawrence is referencing is mass layoffs across the country and local sports departments, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Especially in cities where sports is prominent.
Layla has lived it, what, twice? No, three times, right?
A few times, yeah.
Where things just go away. Where it's like, oh, that channel I used to work for, it no longer exists.
Gone?
No,
gone,
the amount of sports networks I've now worked for that I've outlasted in the business is strange. Like some of them wire to wire.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, like I launched Fox Sports San Diego.
Congrats.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
Yo, Mark is wild.
Grody, you know what?
We missed you today, Grody. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
I definitely missed you today.
I appreciate that. I do. And hopefully I'll be back with you guys tomorrow.
Oh, that's a thing?
Hopefully.
There's a chance of that happening.
I don't know what the 50, schedule 50. Is. I don't know what the life holds.
Where's Grody? It's like, where's Waldo? Where will I pop up tomorrow? Don't know.
The beautiful thing about you is that no matter what show we drop you in throughout the day, you're always fantastic.
Thank you. I try. That is always my effort or my goal.
You're like that World Series MVP guy.
Who's that?
You're very versatile. You can do a lot of different things.
Thank you. That's so much better than being the khaki pants of the score, as David Hall likes
to refer. Is that what he called you?
You're wearing jeans,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Marshall.
Khaki pants that's, of the score.
Marshall's
that's
reaction
funny,
was correct.
But that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's right, and it's so nice, and it's so Dave.
Because there's like, so many different things you can wear if khaki
yes,
pants,
yes, khakis do go with absolutely everything. They are a wonder of life. But it's just not, I mean, it doesn't, Mark Rohde, the khaki pants of the score pass. I said Ben Zobrist was, I enjoyed that. Like, I could play all the positions.
Or you could win the World Series MVP.
Or it could win the World Series MVP.
I like that.
Yeah.
I kind of always used to think of myself as the scores Ben Zobrist, but yeah, well, I guess no, I've graduated out of that.
You don't have to do the grind as much. You know, you don't have to get on that highway.
You're kind of like
go to Lake Forest.
You're more in the Kyle Tucker area now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say Pete Crow Armstrong, but he struck out 14 of his last 33 at bats while batting just over 200.
It's called khaki pants at the score.
It is.
Versatile, valuable.
It is.
Wrinkle-free.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, do khaki pants sing Metallica?
Wrinkle-free.
I like the wrinkle-free.
Oh, yeah. You know I sing Metallica.
I keep some starch
you
on
do,
me.
You do, but do khaki pants sing Metallica? Khaki
holding
pants.
Your pillow down.
Yeah, yeah.
You ate my beer.
That also means you could work at State Farm because you got the khakis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
khaki pants probably sings like Barry Manilow. You know,
so
yacht rock,
something safe, something sailing away from right. Isn't that Christopher Cross?
I figured out who the third person talking at Bears is because he's talking now. Roma Dunze. I just thought I'd update the people because we were
Chris Emma forgot one. He was like, I forget who the third guy is.
All right, it's Roma Dunze. So here's what we have planned for today's show. We are gonna definitely talk a lot of Bears because we have the Grody Bear and the Emma Bear here in studio.
Bears.
Emma's going to be on the show at 4 o'clock.
Sox.
Danny Parkins is going to be on the show. We have Danny every couple of weeks.
Sox.
I mean.
Has he heard you do that yet?
Probably. He's heard everybody do everything.
Well, Danny is going to tell us a little bit more about what's happening with the Radiothon. We'll pick his brain about what's up with the Bears and with the Cubs and just kind of hang out with him here, too. We got to talk about last night's Cubs game, which was entertaining, but if you're a Cubs fan, you're probably frustrated and definitely frustrated about what happened in the first inning of that game because it looked like there was the opportunity to break that whole thing open and then bad stuff happened.
Bad.
We are going to start talking about the news of the day. Oh, yeah. Oh, John Greenberg is going to be on the show, too, right?
Oh, like Johnny G.
Oh, yeah. The original breaker of the Ishbia news.
Yeah, we're going to find out, get his Ishbia information, and we'll talk about some other breaking news that happened last night about where people are going to be able to watch White Sox games and whatnot.
One Lawrence Holmes told me that. Or was it Lawrence? I'm not sure.
Let's see what my coffee says today. Oh, no name on it. So, but yeah.
Your bag says
no name
Lawrence.
Is better than wrong name.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yep, that's me.
Lawrence Holmes.
That's me. So, you know, you always are kept humble, even on your birthday.
It's that's okay.
What it's not your birthday.
It's the donuts
said,
in the bag. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
Tomorrow they'll get you right.
I thought there'd be something, but I wasn't sure. So I did my regular routine, and I got my stuff from my favorite little coffee place, Robust in Woodlawn.
You didn't know, okay.
And so I have my stuff, and they. Whenever it's a fun bit that Layla and I and Marshall occasionally like play in on. Whenever I get coffee. People don't know how to spell my name.
Oh, no, I know that. I've seen the post that you've put up.
There are multiple spellings.
Yeah, I mean.
There's really only two.
Yeah, there's two.
But that one was one of the two.
Let's see if they put the E where it's supposed to
be
or
an A. I saw it. We're good.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Oh, no. No.
What happened?
There's more breaking news?
Yes.
What? Okay.
Stillers?
Hold on. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Aaron Rodgers is back in the league. Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Wow, Aaron Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh.
Y'all about to have a show.
According to Diana Rossini, the Steelers have agreed to terms with quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you. Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
Yeah, go chew on bark. Well, he had been looking forward to when that team comes into town to visit the Bears. So now we know, and knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.